The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
And we're walking, and we're walking, and let's stop right here, and let's stare at this masterpiece right here. Now, does anyone know who the artist is behind this painting on the wall in front of you?
Oh, yes, I've heard of this. Is this some Hey Riddle Riddle?
Yes, you are quite correct. Now, this is a collaboration between three artists, although we use the term artist here comically because we understand that they were idiots and good for nothing. So, JPC, Aaron Keefe, and Adalra Faye combined in the, I want to say, late 2000s to create a riddle that we, riddle podcast that we still listen today as a example of what not to do. Now, sir, do you want to tell us maybe what you think?
Weren't this that riddle podcast that died in that big fireball?
Yes. Now, for the first time ever in history, a fireball came up from the bottom of the ground and consumed the people whole. Mm-hmm. So
my theory is a kaiju did it.
A kaiju, yes. A kaiju is a large monster that lives in the ocean.
Interestingly, this podcast, if I'm not mistaken, was the thing that caused hell to open up.
Yes.
Everyone knew it would be a podcast, but who knew it would be a riddle podcast?
Yes, and that's why we live in hell today. And hell, for anybody who didn't know, is an endless tour of an art gallery. How long have you been here, sir?
Oh, I've got to be 45 years. Okay. Probably, probably something like that.
Ma'am, I feel like I've seen you before. How long have you been here?
Seems like forever. Mm. Could be a moment in time, could be a million years. Who's to say?
Yes, and it's just the two of us in here. You're the tour guide. And
yes.
And there's like a will there, won't they, energy.
Between
coming.
You and me?
Yeah. Are you feeling it too?
Yes.
Yeah,
sneak preview? We do. We will.
I know labeling it kind of ruins it early on. But.
Having a memory. I think that I'm Aaron Keefe, and you're JPC, and you're Adel, and we're the idiots.
What?
That can't be right. Wait.
Wait, what?
Aaron, that could be right.
What the fuck?
Oh, we're in hell. We're Hey Riddle Riddle, and we're
I'm
in hell.
Remembering. We tried to eat that fireball.
Bye forever. That's the thing I used to say.
Yeah.
And Aaron, you would always say Jupiter. And JPC, you would always play.
I had a lot. I have nipples. Focker, can you milk me?
Milk me? That's right.
Sometimes
JP
I would
JP Riddles,
like,
I think?
Piss, horse cum, my wife,
cousin.
Police horse.
Cousins.
Yes.
I had a bunch of stuff, huh?
Wow. What a well-rounded show.
For old time's sake, let's do an episode. A Patreon episode, even.
Yeah, even though we're stuck here in hell?
Yeah.
If I remember, our Patreon, is that the right word, was the only redeeming thing we ever created?
Who's to say?
Yeah,
I don't want to put that out there because maybe this will be a bad episode, but maybe.
Well, that's not true. Me and Adel, we combined our DNA and we had a child in like 2026. That thing turned out to be it brought on the apocalypse. Never mind. You're right. I forgot. Yep, that's
our
right.
Our DNA made a kaiju.
Made a kaiju open the portal of hell. We tried to eat that fireball. Then we're done here. Yep, okay, never mind. Let's just do the episode.
Kaiju.
Well, speaking of the apocalypse, let's talk a little bit more about the United States.
Wow.
Oh.
We're doing another episode in the State series. Welcome to...
Well, can we guess?
Oh.
You want to guess? Yeah, guess.
Wait. What was last time?
Last time was
South Dakota.
South Dakota. So
we're in the West now?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say California.
No.
I want to say Idaho.
New Mexico.
No.
Arizona. Nevada.
No.
Utah.
No.
I want to say
Texas.
Washington State.
Ding, 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 ding. You live in Seattle.
Yeah.
We are welcome to Washington State.
Yes.
Dun dun dun. All right. Have a great night, everybody.
Okay, bye.
No, there's so much to talk about. So I was inspired to do this episode because one of my best friends is turning 30 this weekend, and she's from Washington State, and I've never been.
Mm.
And so I was thinking about her, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do Washington because I want to honor her. Before we get started, I would like to hear about your experiences with that state. Do you know anyone from there? You've been? What's going on?
So my experiences, I think I've been three times. All three times have been to do Magic Tavern live shows. And I believe Seattle is the place where we performed at the Jupiter Theater. I believe. That might have been Portland. But I believe we performed there. But the other two times we did the Seattle Comic-Con, which I think is called Emerald City Comic-Con. Because Seattle is known as the Emerald City for some reason. I guess because it's green. I don't know. And the people I know there are my friends Hillary and Dima, who both work for Funko, because Funko Pop headquarters is right outside Seattle. I forget the name of the town. But they've taken me to the headquarters, and it's very, very fun. They have a thing where they there's like a showroom where it's like a store that's absolutely incredible that you can like shop for a billion different Funko. And then in the offices, they have like a slide that goes through the stories. So if you want to get from the first floor to the second floor, you can just take this big slide. And then in the basement, there's a bowling alley. There's all kinds of fun stuff. It's like if an 8-year-old kid was given $1 billion and they're like, what do you think a business is? And they're like, oh, this? It's kind of
incredible.
That's
so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Does all that Funko do is sell the little like toys? That's it? Like they don't have other, right?
Well, they have another line, I guess. But I don't know if they bought it or if they created it. But it's called Loungefly. And it's a lot of like backpacks. So it's like a backpack that's maybe like shaped like a golden snitch, or it's like really cool.
They're also like an evil oil refinery.
I was like, there's got to be some VC oil money in there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I should say this, but the Funko are dug out of the ground. So
dinosaurs.
There's a mine in Scotland where they have all these laborers dig up Funko and then chip away the dirt to get to the figure underneath.
And of course, if you want to learn more, you can always go to dinosaurbonesarefunko.com and learn about the true history of just an abysmal practice.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah,
JPC. What's your experience with Washington?
And then, of course, you know, Casey will go back and edit this in. He'll put this at the very beginning when Aaron says it's Washington, because we're going to do this like a $64,000 pyramid style. But it's a little whisper that says, JPC has never been to Washington State. And then we'll do the whole rest of the episode I'll just, you know, pretend like I know what we're talking about with Washington State.
Great.
I mean, it's a place that I've like wanted to go, but obviously never like I don't think I've had something specifically happening there to like draw me there. I don't know anyone who's like from there originally. I've only had one friend ever move there, I just like I've never had a reason to go visit.
We absolutely have to do a live show in Seattle at some point. It's a beautiful city, and it's a wonderful town for like nerddom. Like it's a very the people there are very into a lot of stuff. It's very cool.
I still think that live shows have a possibility of happening anywhere in the future.
2024?
Yeah, I mean, like, no. The answer is no. Like the way that it works is people don't get vaccinated, and then new variants keep popping up forever. So this is forever now. It's podcasts. It's podcasts only.
So it's like comic book covers. When I go to the store and I'm like, do you have issue one of Fables? And they're like, I have the 12 variants. And I'm like, that's too expensive.
But maybe one day. All right, you're right.
Yeah.
I've never been either. I would love to go. I think I would really love it. It looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It looks truly stunning. I know that it's known for so many national parks and gorgeous areas, but I would love to. I'd love to do a like van situation, drive around in a little tiny home van.
Oh,
in Washington State.
100% at some point, maybe in the next couple of years, I want to drive the Pacific Northwest Highway. I think at one point, JPC, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I feel like you, me, and Rush were on a text chain of possibly driving the Pacific Northwest. Is that what it's called? Pacific Northwest Highway or PC1 or US1 or something?
You're talking about the one from that runs like up the coast of California, right?
All the way to Vancouver, I think.
The only time I've ever driven that, and I only drove a part of it, was I drove from San Diego to LA, like that kind of stretch of it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was driving north, which as I was doing it, I was like, if you're driving south, it's way, way, way better. That's the move, because then you're on the coast, you know?
Mm.
And if you're driving north, you can kind of still see it, but it's like, yeah, it's not as fun. So it'd be fun to like rent a car, you know, up north and then drive it one way, like down south, like down to San Diego or something.
Let's
that would be
When we eventually do tours, 34, we'll start in Seattle and then we'll make our way down the coast in a van, Aaron, and we'll play cities along the way.
Why are you mad at me?
Van, I'm trying to include everyone's
idea. No, I'm kidding. That's very thoughtful. I would love to. Okay, so this is going to be the tricky part of the episode. I'm going to give you 100 guesses to guess what Washington or who Washington State is named after.
Okay, I'm going to say it can't be George Washington because that's if you give us 100 guesses, that's out of the question.
Okay, you got it.
What?
Washington Carver, inventor of the peanut butters.
Its nickname is the Evergreen State because no one knows why. Could be the trees, but no one knows.
We saw when we drove around Seattle or Washington from Magic Tavern, we saw so many lumber trucks, or I don't know if they're called lumber trucks, but like semis with huge pieces of timber kind of taped together. And I'd only ever seen those in movies with like weird action shots.
Yeah.
They are everywhere. It is insane. That's
like
their
logging industry, huh?
Yeah. And a lot of I saw a lot of Twin Peaks stuff.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean a lot of Twin Peaks stuff? Like merchandise?
Well, there's like billboards, I think maybe for the diner that I don't know if it's the diner they use in Twin Peaks or the one it's based off of, but they have like coffee and cherry pie.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's very, very, very proud of that TV show.
It is like, I feel like the choice for the setting of like so many books and movies that are kind of spooky.
Twilight,
other stuff.
Twilight 2.
Twilight 2, Sleepless in Seattle.
New Moon Eclipse, I believe, is one of them.
Eclipse. That's two different ones.
No, I know 50 Shades of Grey was Twilight fanfic, but is 50 Shades of Grey also set in Seattle?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Breaking Dawn.
Outstanding.
The state marine mammal is the orca.
Also known as the accidentally killer whale.
Yeah. And that's reminds me of the Regina Spektor song, though. I have dreams of orca whales and dolls, but I wake up in
Samson.
And it breaks my whale.
Yeah.
And it breaks my whale. Breaks my whale.
We all know at least one of her songs.
All my friends say that, of course, is gonna get orca, gonna get orca, 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 orca.
I think Us is my favorite Regina Spektor song.
Sorry.
Big fan of Samson. Big fan of Samson.
That song makes me cry.
Is it Nellie McKay? Is it Regina Spektor or Nellie McKay that sings the I'm Out Walking My Dog song? Oh, I'm out walking my dog. I think that's Nellie McKay.
That sounds like an Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, yeah, that's I'm just a walking my dog. I love her.
But it sounds like a Regina Spektor song.
Ding dong, where's the doorbell? Hello, man and my. Yeah,
I listen to Nellie McKay.
Oh, she was so funny. I watched her TED Talk recently. I'm still a big fan of Nellie McKay.
Yeah. She got morphed into Imogen Heap.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Upgrade.
She has one of my favorite lyrics of all time. In the context of the song, it's very funny, but she goes, did I mention my cat died? It's like my favorite lyric ever. There's another lyric in that song that's so good. I'm sorry. I'm getting so sidetracked.
I'm sorry. Is she from Washington State?
Maybe.
Probably. True. Okay. Could be. One in 50 shot, right?
Would you like to feel sublime? Chop your head off. Be a lighter person, brighter person.
That's amazing. Zooey Deschanel's character from New Girl's from Washington.
Really?
So Zooey Deschanel and Nellie McKay are basically the same person.
Sure. Why not?
Nellie McKay. I'm looking up to see if she's from Washington. If she is, you owe me an apology.
I do. I will apologize on air. I bet she is from Washington.
I bet she's from like Omaha or something, Kansas City.
You're really going to bet Kansas City? I mean, your odds of Omaha are
my God.
What?
Okay. She was born in England, but she lived with her mother in Olympia, Washington.
What?
What a journey. That's fantastic. Wow.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to issue an apology because she was born in England. So
come on, man.
No.
Okay.
Well, this episode peaked.
So other people who are from Washington State,
okay.
Gary Larson, the cartoonist, Jimi Hendrix, Bing Crosby, and Bill Gates, and then also Bob Barker.
Oh, a lot of bees.
Wow.
And then we'll get to more musicians that are from there
so
later.
Many bees.
Yeah, no idea. No idea that if you were to tell me that Bob Barker was from anywhere in the world, I would believe it. That's a guy who I don't associate with a place.
He spawned from the ground. Anna Faris, Rainn Wilson.
Truly an everyman. I believe also Bruce Lee is buried in Seattle.
Oh.
Wow, okay.
Fun little tidbit.
Literally every part of Washington looks beautiful. I was looking at pictures of like all the national parks and Spokane and Mount Rainier and the Olympic National Park. It's like everything's beautiful. All of the areas by the ocean are stunning.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very
just
picturesque. They also have, I think it's one of the, it's the only place in the world or one of the only places in the world that they have gooey duck, which is like a mollusk that looks like a big elephant penis. But it's very, very tasty.
Well, Aaron, don't worry. I'm sure climate change will wipe that smile off of Washington's face soon enough. So,
amen.
Enjoy it while it lasts, fuckos.
I'm sure you did, but you, did you see the Space Needle in person at all?
I saw it from a distance, but I didn't like go up to it. There's also, I think there's like a pop culture museum, which seems right in my wheelhouse, but we didn't have time for that. But it's got a lot of cool culture going on.
Adel, please tell me while you were there, you had tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Oh my God.
I went to Frasier's Braziers. And I actually got scrambled salad with tossed eggs.
Oh,
which
okay.
They said was kind of a fun off the menu thing.
Sure.
And David Hyde Pierce was there. And I said, do the thing. And he's like, I don't know what they're talking about.
You made him do the Carlton.
Nailed it. Yeah, made him do the Carlton.
What if
he tied a sweater around his neck?
You're David Hyde Pierce, and everywhere you go, people are like, do the thing, and you just perfectly bust out the Carlton. If I was David Hyde Pierce, I would learn the Carlton.
I will say, a very thin line between the characters of Niles and Carlton, because they're both spoiled, rich.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Niles maybe made himself a little bit more because their dad was more working class, but
yeah,
very similar characters.
So you just walked right into this by accident. I wanted to read you some Frasier quotes, and then once I've read a few to you, I want you guys to make some up, please.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
These are quotes from the character Frasier, not Kelsey Grammer quotes.
No, these are not Kelsey Grammer. I would not do that on a show that I had any bit of control over. You think I'm pretentious? You'd eat a worm if I gave it a French name.
Okay.
Pretty good, pretty good.
One thing is certain, someone is very dead. Well, Perot, you've done it again.
Okay. Ross
yes.
Perot.
J'accuse, Hercule Perot. Paroa.
Oh, fuck.
Bit of an odd one.
Ah, fuck. Well, that's when Frasier stubbed his toe.
Yeah.
And he's a little more uncensored.
I thought it was a network show. It's weird that they let that one slip by.
I'll never understand how two men like you could be spawned from that sweet, courageous old astronaut.
Huh. That's a Frasier quote?
Yep.
Wow, that sounds like one that I would make up.
I'm basically your stuffy, button-down sort of guy. You're a free-spirited, adventurous, mouse-painting, moon-howling sort of girl.
Okay. I don't know if I understood all those words.
Sure,
no,
I got one.
It makes no sense.
I got one.
Painted.
Ready?
You're good. Yeah.
This guy's serving rye whiskey in a brandy snifter. Let's leave and never return.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
Okay, I have one. If I check your birth certificate, is it going to say David Foster Wallace? Because surely you infinitely jest.
I loved it. All right, I'm going to read a couple more and then you guys can throw some more in. Not one more deceitful word. Your tongue could open a wine bottle.
I got one. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm so confused. Are you the car or the Max?
Oh, my God.
Pretty good.
My God, I've never had a night like this in my entire life. I'm a babe magnet. I'm catnip.
Wow.
I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Eat in a burger joint? Father, I might as well be driving a Cadillac Cutlass Supreme.
Are you quite finished undressing him with your eyes?
Pretty weird.
Yep.
Is that a Daphne quote?
Yep. No.
This establishment offers a diet Pepsi. How quaint.
These are so good. Why are you guys so good at this?
I have one.
Mm-hmm. Please.
You have the observational talent of Galileo with the temperament of Rasputin.
There's a little Dennis Miller in this. Yeah.
Babe. You unprincipled charlatan. You unconscionable fraud.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's good.
It smells like a fish died and all the other fish sent flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I had, before maybe you guys do a couple more Fraser quotes, my friend, Mackie from college, she set up a dating profile for me once, and the only information that she wrote about me, besides like my age and stuff, was hates Fraser.
Wow.
I think I have one.
Please.
All right.
You're reading a comic book? That's no more a book than Thomas Paine's Common Sense was a six-book series.
I've got one in the style of the one Aaron just did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You crone. You mousy-haired burglar's wife.
Mountain Dew, I might as well drink a 1938 bottle of Chateau Bordeaux.
You guys crushed it. Well, thank you so much for participating in that. That was very fun. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to some of the musicians that are from Washington. As you both know, a very famous place for musicians to come from.
You already mentioned Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, so I already mentioned Jimi Hendrix. But before I read this list, I would like you both to do your impression of sort of the essential Washington music sound. Like what? If you could boil it down to the essence of something, do an impression of that.
Okay, gotcha.
Does it have to be unique, or can it be something, just any song?
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be like real lyrics, but just like however you interpret it.
Ding a ding, ding ding a ding, ding a ding, black hole, ding a ding, ding ding, black hole, ding ding, Jimmy spoken, ding a ding, ga dang, ga dang, ga dang, Cornell.
That's very good. That's very
perfect.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, here's mine. Mm-hmm.
That's Eddie Vedder when he stubbed his toe.
Here's mine.
It just takes some time.
Are those little spaceship sounds from like the early 2000s, late 90s? Because you nailed it.
Yeah, those are just like Ben Gibbard had his hands on that.
It's like, I don't know if Incubus is from there as well, but I feel like you could throw a fucking bebo bappa without hitting an Incubus in this place.
Kurt
Casby.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kurt Cool Beans. I just want to say I'm ready to rock, so hand me my git fiddle and let's get to strumming.
Hey, everybody, my name's Kurt Cool Beans. I'm the coolest of beans, and I'm ready to play some music.
Hey, everyone, it's Kurt Cool Bean coming live to you from Beverly. Can't take it or can't hear Beverly Bean. Nirvana are going to be playing with David Grohl and Kurt Nevisilic.
Death Cab for Cutie, Modest Mouths. Oh, my God, I can't talk. Death Cab for Cutie, Modest Mouse, Pearl Jam, Heart, the list goes on.
Nirvana,
Band of
Soundgarden, Audio Slave,
Brandi Carlile, Ben Gibbard, that's redundant.
I will say,
The Head in the Heart, Green
Band
River, Macklemore.
I'll say Band of Horses, if you've never heard the song Funeral, one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
Yeah, that's great.
Macklemore, I forgot about that guy.
Wait, holy shit, Sir Mix-a-Lot's from there.
What?
That's the essential Washington sound. I didn't know that. The Sonics. Slater Kinney.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fred Armisen and...
Blood Brothers.
What's your name from Slater Kinney?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why can't I think of her
name? He's not from Seattle. Carrie Brownson. He's not. Was he from Chicago? I think they just did Portlandia, and Portland's in Oregon.
And Portland's in Seattle, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah, do you guys have like a favorite band?
I think so like I said, Funeral by Band of Horses is maybe the most beautiful song of all time. Up there, mm-hmm. In the top 5. But I will say Chris Cornell's voice, I think besides like Jeff Buckley, I think Chris Cornell had one of the best voices of all time. I was a legit fan of Audioslave. I was a legit fan of Soundgarden. That came out when I was in grade school, maybe. Black Hole Sun. And that music video really left an impression on me. And his voice was just like, just absolute candy. Audio candy. Love it.
I got to be honest. I am not a Ben Gibbard fan. I'm not like a fan of him as a person. But man, oh man, Death Cab for Cutie. Fucking some solid jams. I mean, they
Transatlanticism?
Yeah, that's one of their albums. They put out some great, great fucking music.
Aaron?
Wait, were you saying favorite band or favorite like of the ones that you listed? Because no, Death Cab is like, not my favorite band. I just wanted to just
no, yeah, I was saying just the ones from Seattle. I would say maybe more Postal Service.
So same band.
Same band, same guy. but still Ben Gibbard, but I prefer Postal Service.
It's hard because Postal Service put out one album and Death Cab put out like 15 albums. But yeah, I mean, Postal Service put out a great fucking album.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are Gen Bibbard. You are the lead singer of...
The road I was born to play.
You're the lead singer of Life Taxi for Uggo. And Aaron is your...
What? I love it.
So this is Life Taxi for Uggo. And Aaron, you are in the band as well. And the two of you are sitting down to kind of try and write some new songs.
Hey, man, can I make a request?
The pain that I feel when you ask me to deal is immense, and it crushes me slowly.
Now is probably a bad time to make this request, but I was going to say, can we take a short break from breakup songs?
Can we not? Can we talk? Must we always walk on this path that we've tread still so slowly?
Man, can you give it a rest? Because, like, we're at breakfast right now.
I'm not even resting having... every day as my head gently lays on the pillow of our dreams here together.
Do you want to split this, or...
I should have married Doey Zeschanel when I had the chance.
Doey Zeschanel.
Remember, it's an alternative universe.
Hold on.
I never realized what a thin line lies between Ben Gibbard and Colin Molloy of the Decemberists.
Yeah, in that impression, it was a lot, it was a little bit of both.
If the Decemberists were from Seattle and not Portland, I would say that they're my favorite band from Seattle, but they're not.
If Jay-Z was actually from Seattle and not New York, I would be like, Jay-Z's my favorite band from Seattle.
2019, rain.
Trees.
Wharfs. Docks.
Yeah, we have great Jay-Z impressions. I don't know what's better, my Jay-Z or my Ben Gibbard.
Pretty good.
But how's your Sir Mix-a-Lot?
It would be Docafella.
Okay, so
Seattle's got trees. That's right. We're sipping a lot.
Here are some laws that existed in some towns in Washington at one moment or another throughout time. So I'm going to start reading some of them.
Sure.
This one is very telling and modern of them.
I'll be the judge of that.
I think you'll agree with me. No person may walk about in public if he or she has the common cold.
Wow, that would be a good law right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, that is a pretty good law. Don't walk about in public if you've got the common cold.
Yeah, don't strut about like a horse. Don't trot through town if you have the common cold.
I want to see a scene.
Sure.
So JPC, you're a citizen of like 1800s Seattle.
Okay.
Aaron, you are also a citizen of 1800s Seattle, and you possibly have a common cold. And JPC, you're another citizen who's very concerned and trying to suss out whether or not she has a common cold.
Mm-hmm. I say, just miserable weather we're having here in Seattle, like always.
I agree. Yes.
Matilda, I couldn't help but wonder, were you doing laundry earlier today? Because you have a clothespin pinching your nose closed.
Oh, it must have fallen on my nose while I was doing, yes, what did you say, laundry earlier today?
Easy I'm enough not... to correct. Go ahead and just pinch it off of your nose and then it will be away.
Oh, but then I could misplace it or something. This is definitely not holding a sneeze in for me.
My dear woman, I have a pocket for you. I can easily place the clothespin in my pocket, and when we get to Ents, we are going town square, where
You're
we will buy one
kind.
Paper.
Mm. You're very kind, and I'm so excited to go into the town square and buy, yes, one paper with you. But I think I look rather dashing. I think perhaps this could be the new style and not something keeping 1,000 sneezes that were due to come out today bay.
If you don't mind me saying, you are looking rather fetching today. I especially love your rosy cheeks. Now, tell me, is that some sort of new makeup that you have, that you're wearing?
I'm so glad you asked. I just take a little bit of blood and I use it as rouge on my cheeks. I need to sit down.
It's full
we
on
are
red
spinning.
All over the face.
Yes,
no,
that's the new style, don't you know?
Yes.
So, enough about me. Why are you spinning?
please, sit down here on this bench and we can wait for the trolley. Carts?
Acha! Oh, my brain!
Scene.
Dude, I love someone putting a clothespin on their nose to hold in all their sneezes.
If I let this thing go, I'm gonna explode.
Oh man!
That's
1,000 sneezes come out.
It's like the high school kid who's like, if we have like sex in the butt, like I don't think it's
it
like,
counts.
But it's just like a sneeze clothespin
in
she
your
takes it,
nose. 1,000
she takes
sneezes,
it off, and
nose.
She sneezes so hard she goes 100 feet backwards.
She's up in the clouds with that deer from episode 2.
Yeah, she gets not only sent so high up in the sky, but it also sends her back in time to episode 2 of our show. X-rays may not be used to fit shoes, which I go, what happened? What happened, everybody?
Have I talked to you guys about my foot X-ray that I got on or like it's like a foot scan? It's probably not an X-ray.
That's illegal.
In Washington, but I've never been. I went to a place in Chicago, like a running store that like does you go in, you make an appointment, and you like walk back and forth across this like special thing that's like scanning the bottom of your foot as you're walking to like measure your gait. So you're supposed to just like walk normal, and then stand on this.
Can I just say I love WTF when Mark Maron goes, measure your gait! And then starts the episode. That's so good. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Very good. Mark Maron, also from Washington. But you walk across this like this thing that's like scanning your foot as you walk, and then they give you like a report that you can like access online of like it's like a scan of your foot to measure for your shoes. And there when I did mine, they were like, oh yeah, like this foot, like your left foot is like slightly bigger than your right foot. And I was like, I don't think I've ever had the knowledge of that in my entire life that was true. It was a wild experience.
I feel like most people's feet are slightly different sizes, but you just don't notice, maybe.
I don't think, like, I've met, like, beautiful people who have perfectly symmetrical features, and I bet that their feet are exactly the same size. But, like, us normal people, like
Elizabeth
me, who,
Hurley, yeah, Elizabeth yeah. Hurley is not having to go half the size on either foot, trust me.
Technology is crazy. It makes
Amen.
Everything... feel so futuristic.
Erin's launching into her new stand-up joke.
Oh, love it.
What's the deal? Oh, fuck. I don't have an end to this joke.
Technology's crazy,
like,
am I right?
I would like to see a scene. JPC, you are a doctor.
Yes.
No. JPC, you are a foot. I can't talk. JPC, you are a shoe salesman, but you are bringing Adel into the hospital to measure his feet. And Adel, you think this is a little too much. This is overkill.
Erin, can I just say that when you said JPC, you are a doctor, my thought was, okay, well, I'm going to call my dad and have him listen to this episode. And then when you were like, no, you're a foot. And then I was like, no, my dad's going to be crushed. And then you were like, you're a shoe salesman. I was like, I was a doctor 1 minute ago.
JPC, you shouldn't have emailed your dad to tell him. You should have waited till the end of the episode at least.
I am draft saved to my dad that just says, I'm a doctor, Sid.
Erin, don't think I didn't notice that you just described the exact plot to Married with Children, where Al Bundy is a doctor, then a foot, then a shoe salesman.
all right, okay. So I'm a shoe salesman who's taking Adel to the hospital to get his foot measured.
Yeah.
Yep.
already. Hey, man,
this is okay. I don't want to do this.
It's totally fine. This is just normal. Hey, I don't want to lose this sale, okay? This is a big sale for me. I know we can get your size. Here's what we do. We just go in there. It's real easy. It'll only take a couple of minutes. You just play along with me. We'll all get out. You'll get your foot scanned.
Play along?
Just don't worry about it.
Wait, what do you mean play along? You said
this is a robbery. Nobody move. Everybody freeze.
What the fuck?
I'm going to kill everybody in this hospital unless you give this man's foot an x-ray right now.
Stick him up.
I got 1,000 No, you're a hostage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me get here. Take this gun.
Thank you so much. I got 1,000 pounds of C4 in my belly, and I'm going to Joker blow it up with a little cell phone ring. Unless you scan this man's foot.
Hey, buddy, you do this 12 times a day.
Come on, man. I need this sale. Please play along with me. I got to sell this shoe. I know I can get it. I know I can get this sale.
Okay, you can go in there, but you have to fake do it. You can't actually press the buttons. It's expensive, so don't actually do it.
I'm in here. I'm pressing all the buttons on this machine. Somebody scanned this foot. If any doctor touches me, I'm going to kill everybody I've ever met.
We see the C4 in this man's stomach explode. Everyone else in the hospital is safe, but this man has exploded into 1,000 pieces. We see the 1,000 pieces liquefy and start to congeal together, sort of running along the floor to meet each other, and they glob together into a body. He lays there motionless, and the guy who is buying the shoes takes the wallet out of the unconscious man's back pocket and opens it up and pulls out the driver's license. And it says J.P. Riddles.
I must be old because I cannot drive. I've gone raccoon blind, as they say.
Perfect.
Same. That man was clearly J.P. Riddles, right?
Sure.
The minute he said, I'm going to Joker explode with a little cell phone.
For a moment, all lollipops are banned.
For a moment?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's not true.
For a moment, all lollipops are banned. For a moment, and
on the good chip. I can't sing that word because it's illegal.
If all lollipops are banned, why am I, a child, ever going to go to a fucking bank? There's no reason for me to be well-behaved at the drive-thru to a bank.
Oh, no way am I going to the bank. That is the only reason why kids agree to go to the bank.
Guys, can I just say, I just had a moment where I was like, oh, no, we've lost something great in our society. Do they still have those mnemonic tubes at the bank?
Yeah,
I haven't seen them. Those are, as a kid, I would be like, Mom, can I please put the tube in the thing? The tube inside the tube. Yeah, that was so satisfying.
It's got to be all digital now. There's no... That sucks.
I saw someone use one just the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
One of life's greatest joys is using a pneumatic tube.
My dad...
I'm not even kidding. It was crazy. I was shocked to see it.
My dad had a construction business. He was a concrete man growing up. And so it was all... You'd always get checks from people, like personal checks from people. So I feel like those mnemonic tubes were such a huge part of my childhood because my dad was always cashing a check. And it was like... It was wild how often we would use those, and I haven't seen... I mean, maybe they still exist, but I just have never used one as an adult because I don't know what I would put in one of those.
They 100% exist somewhere, but probably like small towns who haven't maybe upgraded yet. But I imagine that there's some sort of new system with scanning or
something. Because now, like, you can even like cash a check in an ATM machine. Like,
you can cash a check with your cell phone. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Adel's about to launch into his stand-up routine.
Oh, I love this. Now, make it Washington-specific, okay. Adel.
Here's my impression of one of the 1960s top hits being sung in Seattle.
That, of course, is tequila.
Lollipop.
All right. It is illegal to paint polka dots on the American flag.
What?
I read that, and that made me laugh out loud, as if someone was like, I mean, it's kind of stylish, but I know what's going to take it to the next level. Polka dots. They're in season.
Kyle, everyone's laughing at you. Institute a rule to claim your domain.
Yeah.
Burn the flag. Don't put polka dots on it.
Never has there been more, like, law with a very specific use case energy coming from one of these laws. Because they're
that,
like...
Yeah. That might as well say the law and then ... Carl.
Yep. So many of these have that. People may not buy a mattress on Sunday. And this is one of my favorites.
Ooh, wait, hold on. Can we unpack that?
What could the reasoning be?
Here's
there?
My thought. Because I know in a lot of like Texas and Louisiana, I guess a lot of places, you can't buy liquor on Sunday.
Yeah, Indiana, so, we couldn't. When I was
so this
up.
Has to be a religious thing. And my only thought is that a mattress, they maybe equate a mattress with like sex. And they're like, we don't want you fucking on the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Is well, that. I guess what else could it be? What else could it possibly be?
The other thing that it could be is that in Washington State, like, the mattress union is so fucking powerful, or the mattress... it's the mattress union would have to be so fucking powerful that they're like, guess what? We've negotiated every mattress salesman's contract that you don't ever have to work on a Sunday. And they're like, okay, guess the mattress stores have to close on a Sunday. We all get Sundays off because it's mattress strong in Seattle.
Seattle. It's about time, yeah. Herstory. Aaron, hit us with some more laws.
So... this is my favorite one.
Okay.
It is illegal to pretend that one's parents are rich.
I want to see a scene.
I would like to see a scene. Nope, I've been looking forward to this. JPC, you are a shithead high school kid, and you're trying to...
Email sit. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You're trying to impress your new friend, Adel, by lying about your parents being rich.
And I want to request, Aaron, that you're in this scene as well.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he's such a blowhard. He can't.
Wait, no, he's coming. He's right here.
Hey, buddy.
What's
hey,
up, cool cats? What's up, cool cats?
Welcome to the school.
Is everyone coming over to my house party this weekend?
He talks like he's 45 year, like Billy Crystal or something. We might come. What kind of if we do drive by, what does your house look like?
Yeah, what's the vibe?
So it's actually kind of funny that you mention it because everyone in school knows that my parents are some of the wealthiest people that have ever existed.
Why
so
can't
funny.
They fix that tooth that it got cut in half in your mouth?
So this is actually on purpose. When I broke it, they were like, "Keep it. It's personality."
Yeah.
Any shootle.
It's Wayne Newton's personality.
Sure. Any hoodles. So we were getting another fountain put in at my place, and we ruptured a gas line and totally blew up the whole mansion. So we are temporarily kind of doing a fun interactive role play where we are living in a double wide. That's a trailer, my friends.
Yeah, slumming it, huh?
Exactly. So, like, that's the kind of theme of the party. It's like slumming it, totally. But we're going to do it anyway.
Were your clothes also in the explosion? Because you're wearing Kleenex boxes for shoes.
Sure.
You painted socks on your legs up to your thigh. You have Saran wrap for pants.
Yeah, and your jacket is falling apart, but it says, "This is a North Face," written in Sharpie on your jacket.
It's actually all Dior is what I'm wearing today. Oh. This is the last of the clothes that I have laundry day because, yes, of course, the house blew up because of the fountain and the gas line. Anyways, BYOB, that's what all rich people do. We never pay for our own booze.
Beep, beep, your limousine is here, young sir. Come on in.
Okay.
Holy shit, he was actually rich the whole time.
Looks like I gotta go. That's Joffrey, my limousine driver.
Wait. Limousine driver? That's just a man walking, holding limo magazine like it's a steering wheel.
Beep, beep. I'm holding up traffic over here, young sir.
Dad, it's okay. It's okay.
What?
It's not gonna work. They saw right through me. They know I'm not a rich kid. It's embarrassing, but this is just who we are.
Did I get my line wrong? I can do it again. Beep, beep, your limo's here, young
sir. It's a horse and a camel smushed together with a tarp on it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Dad. It's okay.
A horse and a camel smushed together? Isn't that just a camel?
Son, I spent our last $5 on this lottery ticket. It's the $1 billion prize. I know it's our last hope, but let's scratch it together. You do the
Don't
honors.
Even worry about it, Dad. We'll never win the $1 billion prize for the lottery
scratch,
to impress
scratch,
everyone
scratch,
here at
scratch,
school.
Scratch,
it's
scratch,
never going to happen.
We won!
Why are you both smiling?
We won!
Wait, this lottery ticket says definitely North Face?
Okay, what's your deal?
what's your problem?
Your whole thing? Because you seem like you have something going on with you.
Scene.
I'm going to talk fast through the rest of these.
Cool.
When two trains come to a crossing, neither shall go until the other has passed. What? Which I was like, what in the riddle? But we don't have time to unpack that.
What is, it, what is that a train crossing? What?
That's like Harry Potter, like neither can live while the other dies, or what?
Yeah, one may not spit on a bus. You can't spit on a bus.
Favorite pavement song?
May not or cannot, because two totally different. They said may not.
You cannot shuck peanuts on the street in one of these towns. It is illegal to display a hypnotized or allegedly hypnotized person in a store window. What's up?
I know that you said you were going to be fast, and I appreciate that. But
yes.
Can I just say, from like two ago, what happens if the bus spit on you first? Surely there's some sort of exception
that's
for
exhaust,
if the bus spit first.
JVC, that's not spit.
I feel wet.
If you've ever been on a Greyhound, you've been spit on by a bus. Wait, you can't put a hypnotized person in a...
It is illegal. I've never seen Adel happier. It's illegal to display a hypnotized or allegedly hypnotized person in a store window. What happened?
I demand... I'm going to make myself a t-shirt that says exactly that and then wear it proudly like a fucking peacock around town.
We got another law for the magician that keeps putting polka dots all over our flags. We want him out of Washington State.
In Linden, dancing and drinking may not occur in the same establishment.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Because
I dance like an asshole.
And that was in the town that Footloose was filmed in? Or?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Persons may not wear a life jacket near the Spokane River.
What? You can't wear a life jacket near the river?
You gotta drown. It's illegal for you to not drown.
Sorry, toughen up, motherfucker. You either sink or swim.
Okay, this is hilarious. It is illegal to carry a fishbowl or aquarium onto a bus because the sound of the water sloshing may disturb other passengers. Also, they might think you're spitting. And that's illegal.
This is a sitcom. Like these Seattle, there should be a sitcom called Seattle Rules, and it's with a Z and an exclamation point, and then it's just like, just this bullshit. This is amazing.
They had to put that one in because there was a guy who was spitting on people on the bus, and they're like, "Are you spitting on me?" And he would hold up a fishbowl, be like, "Nope, just fish flushing." It's like, well, we're gonna make that illegal as well. So you're definitely spitting on the bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the last one, which is the best one. In JPC, this is for you.
Oh, thank you.
In Wilbur, you may not ride an ugly horse.
Oh, I want to see a scene.
Okay.
I don't want to be the ugly horse.
No. Aaron, you are you're a person who's rented a like nice ranch for a getaway.
Perfect.
And they've set you up on this horse. So it's just you and this horse played by JPC in the middle of a field. And Aaron, you've noticed something a little... aesthetically different about this horse.
Clomp, 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 clomp.
Sorry. You're making the clomp noises, and the more I look at you, the more I feel like you're wearing a horse costume.
I mean, aren't we all wearing costumes?
So
you come out here
to,
in a big city costume. I'm out here in a horse costume. You know, we're all just trying to uncostume ourselves and enjoy. Clunk, clunk, clunk,
this is a random clunk, question, clunk, but clunk, if I were clunk. To, like, I don't know, unzip you at your stomach, 100 birds wouldn't fly out, right?
100 birds, a horse's guts. Who's to say what anything is? You unzip me and you open that that box, and then once you know, you can't put that knowledge back in the box, little lady.
Because I got to be honest, you look like 100 birds sort of fluttering inside of a horse costume, panicking. And one of you who has, I will say, a very soothing, wonderful voice, is making the clomp sounds and is talking to me right now.
Almost as if one of the birds had a plan and the other birds were just kind of in it for the ride. But the ride went awry when they realized they'd be zipped up inside of a horse.
Okay.
Of course, I'm speaking metaphorically. That's the open road. Clomp, clomp.
I'm just going to unzip this just to see.
Before you do that, know that any action that you take here with my zipper will have consequences. Are you familiar with the butterfly effect?
Yeah, the movie?
They made a movie?
Scene. Perfect. Any last thoughts on Washington State?
Washington State, your old-timey laws are tremendous. Laugh a minute, just absolutely phenomenal. Clearly, 95% of your laws were directed at one man, or should I say one magician, who clearly wreaked havoc around town. But I can't wait to go back, and I would love to go back with you two, especially since you've never been. And I think we should, if we do tour there sometime, I think we should carve out an extra day or two so that we can go hiking, we can explore the waterfront, whatever.
I love that
do.
Idea. I'd stay yeah. for a little while. I'd yeah, make it a whole thing.
You gotta do some hiking. Big. I think if I lived like in the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. then I would really let like hiking guy become a big part of my personality. Yeah. I believe
you have to. I think legally you have to.
Yes.
If you're from Washington, please in the comments of this episode, please let us know. Or
please,
even if you're not from
stay
Washington,
stay in line. Your vote can count. Stay in line. Washington State polls are still open.
Don't cross a train until it crosses you.
Go ahead.
Even if you're not from Seattle, in the comments, let us know where in Washington we should go. What's the cool thing to do? Where should we eat? What are the fun stores? What are the fun hiking parks? Whatever that might be, let us know.
And then also comment what state you want us to do next. It could be your state. So I'll probably do a southern state next. Mm. So if you're from somewhere in the south and you want me to talk about your state, leave a little comment.
JPC has never been to a southern state. Not true, I have.
Aaron is about to say the word Neptune. Neptune, goodbye.
Waka waka, kids.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and Emily Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.